Welcome to The Woman's Hustle, thrills and spills of entrepreneurship. This show is going to take you on a journey into the dynamic world of female entrepreneurship. In this show, we're going to celebrate victories, navigate the challenges, and embrace the roller coaster ride of building a business. We're going to dive into the stories of women who have dared to strike out on their own as they share their experiences, insights, and lessons learned. So, whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or a seasoned business owner, join us as we explore the hustle, the thrills, and yes, the spills of entrepreneurship. Let's get it. What up? Welcome back to The Woman's Hustle, Thrills and Spills of Entrepreneurship. It is your girl, Coach K Woods. And yes, I am back with another informative session talking about the thrills and spills of entrepreneurship. Listen, if you have not subscribed to the podcast, the Upgraded Mindsets channel on YouTube, or just me on social media at all, then what are you waiting for? Go ahead and handle that right now. Okay. Listen, today I want to get into something that I tend to have conversations about a lot, right? And it is the difference between a side hustle and a hobby. Now, we have a lot of people out here that say they have side hustles, but the more and more conversations I have, a lot of y'all just have hobbies. So today I'm going to kind of dive into that a little bit, kind of give you some tips and strategies on how you can tell the difference between the two and what actions you can take to turn it from a hobby into a side hustle. All right. So let's dive in. Let me give you a little backstory about me, right? So I've always been an unofficial coach, right? Throughout the years, through my family, through friends, through coworkers. I've always been that person to listen and try to provide valuable insight. Okay. And in 2020, on my own personal transformational journey, I then decided that I wanted to make myself an official coach. Now, I just started off on the personal side of things, but because I have evolved my business, I have now incorporated the entrepreneurial side of things when it comes to coaching, consulting, and helping other women amplify their businesses. Okay. Now, this wasn't something that I honestly wanted to do full time. In June of 2020, when Upgraded Mindsets became official, it was a side hustle for me. It was something that I intended to keep as a side hustle because I really at that time did not have a desire to leave corporate America at that time, right? But November of 2020, something said otherwise because I was then let go from my corporate job of 7 years and I decided to step into full-time entrepreneurship. So I took that from a hobby from all those years into a side hustle. And because I was on my own personal transformational journey, I knew then that my purpose was to step into this full time. Okay. So I'm not saying that everything was all hunky-dory, y'all. I'm just giving y'all the summary of why I want to talk about this. Okay. Now, when it comes to hobbies, right, we have a lot. We all have hobbies, right? We have them. My hobbies is me journaling for myself, you know, just some things, you know, here and there. You might have a hobby that you do as crafting. You might have a hobby that you do as, you know, making things, but do you want to turn that into a side hustle or a business? Right. So there is a difference between a side hustle and a hobby. And I'm going to tell you what they are. The first thing that you have to realize when you're deciding whether you have a hobby or a side hustle is the purpose behind it. Okay. There has to be purpose behind any side hustle, right? And there can be purpose behind a hobby as well. But the reason why I'm stressing purpose for a side hustle is because there has to be a why you want to do it. Why do you want to turn it into a side hustle? And a lot of people keep it as hobbies because they really don't know. So let me give you an example. I've had two conversations that I'm going to use in this episode. One to where I had to tell a woman that I feel like what she wanted to do was a hobby. And the other one, I said that she had a side hustle that could potentially be a full-time hustle. But the one wanted to make t-shirts. She was the go-to person for t-shirts for her family reunions and stuff like that. Great. That is perfect. Now, She was making money because, of course, she wasn't giving the shirts away for free. But when I asked her, like, what was the purpose behind it? You know, we're having a conversation, so you obviously are thinking about turning this into a business of some sort. So what's the purpose behind that? Oh, well, you know, I just want to make shirts for my family. You know, I enjoy doing that. I enjoy being the go-to person. Okay, perfect. Now, the other woman that I talked to, I asked her, you know, what's the purpose behind that? She was like, you know, I just want to be a resource for nonprofit organizations to do specific type of crafts for them. So when it came to the woman with the t-shirts, I told her, well, I think that it's great that you want to help your family and make t-shirts for your family, but I don't see that as becoming a side hustle or business. And she was like, why? I said, because for one, it's who you want to help. You only want to help your family. You only want to make shirts for your family. You didn't say you wanted to make shirts for everybody's family. You wanted to make shirts for your family. You might only have family reunions once or twice a year. So you're only going to be operating that once or twice a year. And it could be more, but I'm generally speaking for the sake of this conversation. That was not something that I thought was going to be a side hustle. She wanted to do it because she enjoyed providing those for her family. That is a hobby, people. If you enjoy doing stuff for your family, for your friends, then that is a hobby. I'm not saying that you won't make a couple dollars from it, but it's still a hobby. Okay. Now, when it comes to the other woman, she wants to do things for nonprofit organizations. She has her target audience. And the other lady did too, but the other lady has a target audience of her family and friends. And baby, that's not a business. That's just you helping out your family and friends. Okay. The other lady wants to target nonprofit organizations. Do you know how many nonprofit organizations there are here in my city, in oh, the country, the state, whatever else? To me, that's a side hustle that could eventually turn into a full-time business. Okay. So that's the difference between the two, the purpose behind it. That's one of the differences. Okay. Another difference is your mindset. Y'all know I talk about mindset all day, every day, right? You have to have the mindset to want to build a side hustle, or you got the mindset to say, hey, I just want to keep this as a hobby. If you're not business minded when it comes to you establishing a side hustle, if you're not thinking about what tools are required for you to make profit, to generate more business, to find more people to purchase from you, that is not a side hustle. If you don't think that those things matter to you, especially as you're starting off, I don't know why people don't think that because you haven't generated any money from something that you're doing, that you don't have to keep track of that. I started keeping track of things as soon as I started my business because you know why? I knew that I was investing into stuff. I was buying stuff. I was getting software. I was finding platforms that had to help me out. I have to keep track of that, right? So, if you are not thinking that your side hustle or your hobby is something that you have to keep track of, that's a hobby. That's not a side hustle. Even if it's part-time, you still need to keep records, people. You still need to get your bookkeeping in order. I don't care if you're only spending $100 a month on this side hustle, if that's what you want to do because the goal is to build it, you need to keep track of that and you need to keep records on that. There is a difference. Do you keep records? Do you intend to make profit eventually? Because as a startup, you're not making money out the gate, y'all. I understand that when we sell something, we think we're profiting, but you're not. You have invested and you have had to buy merchandise to sell. You have had to get things together to sell. So if you spend $1,000 on your product and your merchandise and you made $800. Y'all can do that math. Y'all can do that math. Okay. So you have to understand the differences between the side hustle and a hobby. Another reason, another thing that can help you determine if you want this as a side hustle or a hobby is your time. I hear so many people all the time, oh, you know, I don't have time. I don't have time. You got time. People make time for the things that they want in life. And if you want a side hustle that you can eventually turn into a full-time hustle, and I say hustle as business, then you will make the time. Y'all feel like that y'all have to come in out the gate with 60 hours a week when it comes to building a business or building a side hustle. No, you do need to make time, but you also need to be strategic with your time. A lot of y'all just be winging stuff. So that's why y'all get overwhelmed and stressed out, because you're winging it. You don't have a strategy. You don't have a blueprint. You don't have a checklist to help you, right? You have to have the time and the effort. You have to put the effort in to create a foundation and create a structure when it comes to that. If you're not wanting to do that and you keep making excuses about you don't have the time, then you need to leave it as a hobby. I'm not telling anybody to not do what it is that they love to do. If you love to do something, that doesn't mean that you have to turn it into a business. Now, me personally, in this stage in the game, I would recommend it. I would love to work with you to make that happen. But it doesn't have to be that way. If you are enjoying just doing things for your family, as this lady said, one of the ladies said, she loves making shirts for her family functions. It's nothing wrong with leaving that as a hobby. Leave it as a hobby. You don't. People might say, oh, girl, you need to turn that into a business. You have to be the one that wants to do that. And if you don't want to do it, baby, be unapologetic and saying, no, I just want to leave it as a hobby. I just love making shirts for my family. That's okay. All right. That is okay. Another thing that y'all have to have is the patience. And baby, this was a struggle for me. Let me tell you. You have to be patient with building what it is that you want within the business. And I'm calling it a business because whether it's permanent, whether it's temporary, whether it's part-time, whether it's full-time, if you have the intention of wanting to generate an income stream from what it is that you do, baby, it is a business. Okay? It's a side hustle business. I will use all of those words throughout this episode. All right. So are those things something that you want? As you listen to this, if you have a side hustle or you're thinking about creating one, are you doing those things? Do you have a record of all of the expenses that you have incurred, say for the last 3 months? Do you have your receipts for everything that you have purchased in the last couple months, the last year? I mean, for tax purposes, you're going to need that, but that's a whole nother episode. But like, do you have those things to where you have that available and said, hey, I just spent $800 on product because the goal is for me to make $1,400 or $1,600. Hey, y'all know how I go. The goal is to generate it. But don't get discouraged if you didn't generate that the first time, because there are so many other things that come along with building a business. Media, resources, marketing. But again, we're not talking about that in this episode. But I always feel like I need to throw that out there, right? What is it that you want? What's the purpose behind it? If the purpose is not to make money, be okay with just calling it a hobby. Be okay with saying you want to just make t-shirts for your family. But if you are here to say, you know what, I am still working full time, but I'm ready to dedicate 10 to 12 hours a week on building my side hustle and making that turn into another stream of income, baby, that is a side hustle. Because your intention is to profit. Your intention is to make money. Again, the goal, of course, can be to make it a full-time thing. But as this lady said, she wanted to make crafts for nonprofit organizations. She wants to build a business. Long story short, she wants to build a business. So if you are confused still on whether you have a hobby or a side hustle, those things should help you clarify. Are you making money? Are you keeping track of your records? Is the purpose aligned with what you want to do long term? Do you see yourself doing this 5 years from now? You know, all of those factors play a part. Well, no, I don't really see myself doing it like that. Okay, that's fine. Be okay with letting it be a hobby. Get out of letting people convince you to start a business if you do not want to start a business. It's up to you, because they can coerce you all day and say, oh, I can be your biggest support system. Hey, let's make it do what it do. I got you. You know, you hire me, we working. But baby, if you're not putting in that work, it's okay. Fall back and say, you know what? I just want to leave it as a hobby. It's okay. But you have to know the differences between the two things. It's okay to keep it as a hobby, and it's okay to build the side hustle. All right. Now, tips that I'm going to tell you if you are wanting to start a side hustle or you are wanting to continue your side hustle, you have to continue to be actionable. You have to find the tools necessary to help you grow. All right. Whether it is doing your research on YouTube University, whether it is scheduling a chat with yours truly and coming up, let's have a purpose planning session to talk about what it is that you want to do. And if it's something to make money from, because I'm going to be so real with y'all, everything is not profitable. Everything is not profitable. You need to have those kind of conversations to determine if it is something that you can make money from, if it can be another stream of income. You have to know those things, okay? Find the tools, find the coach, be productive in your actions. As I said earlier, the time is critical. Stop saying you don't have the time. You don't want the time. You want to keep making excuses. And if that's what you want to do, then keep making those excuses, but keep it as a hobby. Keep it as a hobby. It's just that simple. You know, you have to be business minded if you're wanting to create a business. And personal enjoyment is fine. If you personally enjoy making shirts for your family and friends, then that's okay. Make your shirts, baby, and have fun doing it. Make it a family thing. Get the kids involved. Make it a family friendly event. But it is a hobby. It is not a business. Okay. If you don't want to make money and you're like, oh, I don't care about making money, baby, that is definitely a hobby. Okay. And be okay with that. Be okay with saying, I have a hobby. Oh, I make shirts, you know. Oh, you know, do you make shirts? No, I just do it for my family and friends. Be okay with that. It's cool, because we need that out here as well. Everybody doesn't have to have a business. But if you have a purpose, if you have an idea and you are wanting to generate income from that eventually, then you got to get in the mindset of knowing that I've got to put the action in place. I've got to get the tools together. I've got to come up with strategies to make that happen. And I need to do that effectively. Stop trying to just wing stuff because you see other people doing it. Why? You want to be better than that. But we have to start understanding that everything is not a side hustle. Because you're doing something a couple times, that is not a side hustle. It is a hobby. And it is okay. And I'm going to say it again. It is okay to have a hobby. It is okay for you to say, I don't want to make this a business. I am okay with where things are. All right. So, as I get out of here, I'm going to tell you what I recommend to turn it into a side hustle. And that involves, again, getting the tools in order. If you are somebody who is still kind of on the fence about what you want to do, then I have no problem with you reaching out. The link to schedule a complimentary consultation with me will be in the podcast notes. Let's have a conversation about it. Sometimes we need that outside influence to help us determine whether we want to do it this way or we want to do it this way. Our family and friends are biased people. They love us, but they are biased. They're going to tell you to move forward. And especially if somebody that has never done what it is that you're trying to do, they might tell you not to do it. But it might not be malice behind it, but they've never done it. So I encourage you to get some form of outside influence. Reach out, schedule a chat with me. Let's talk about what your purpose is behind it. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. The first conversation is always on me. All right. So if you have any questions more outside of this podcast that you want to talk about as well, then hit me up too. You know, I'm all social media platforms at Coach K Transforms, and I am here to help us grow and elevate ourselves, whether personally or professionally. That's the goal. I appreciate y'all again so much for tuning in. Again, if you have not subscribed, please make sure you subscribe. And I actually want feedback as well. What did you think of this episode? Chime in the comments, send me a DM at Coach K Transforms. And if you're also interested in becoming a guest, that link will also be in the podcast inquiry section. If you want to share your thrills and spills of entrepreneurship, if you have thrills and no spills, if you only have spills, bring it to the platform because women need to hear the real raw things of entrepreneurship. I appreciate y'all again so much for tuning in. Subscribe to the channel, and I'll holler at y'all later. Be easy.